time to jump out of bed, throw on a pot of coffee, and strap on the good old tool belt. You're tuned to Arizona's favorite home improvement resource. It's the Rosie on the House Show.
Closing out hours here of Rosie on the House every Saturday morning. Tune in 8 to 11 where we'll try and bring you the kind of information revolving concerning your house, home, castle, or cabin to drive up your quality of life, help protect you from becoming a victim of the hundreds of scam artists that live out there that are just waiting to fleece your wallet. We can save you that kind of misery and that kind of heartache if you'll just stay tuned and listen to Rosie on the House. We have Ron calling from Mesa. Again, I don't know if we have time to take this call because he wants to get back on one of my soapbox. I could be talking for the next hour and a half, and you'd only hear the next 3.5 minutes. Ron, good morning.
Good morning. Rosie, I've got 8 or 10 Mesa people I know that in the last few months have put vinyl replacement windows on their house, and I read in your website that you do not recommend that. You recommend aluminum clad wood replacement windows. Is that still your opinion?
Oh, I'll tell you, Ron, if you can afford it, they are the most expensive window you can buy. Aluminum clad wood windows are the perfect high-end window for Arizona. Coming down the price ladder from that, I would tell you I like the fiberglass window. And if you're going to go vinyl, make sure it has a metal skeleton to it. Okay? I'm not a big fan of vinyl. Never have been, and I doubt that I ever will be. Ron, I would tell you, listen, Pella Windows is a sponsor of this show. And you know what? Pella didn't come to us and say, we'd like to advertise on your show. I went to Pella and I said, I believe you represent the best complete cross-section of product of any window manufacturing company in the world. I believe you produce as good a product as humanly possibly can be done. Would you entertain the idea of sponsoring the Rosie on the House show? And that's the way most of the sponsors land at Rosie on the House. We have dozens of companies that want me to advertise for them, and we put them through the screening process, and they just don't cut the mustard. So, Ron, for you and for every other Arizona homeowner listening, if you're considering window replacement, please call your local Pella showroom for a free estimate. Take a look at their entire product line. They have vinyl. I'm not crazy about it, but they have it. It's steel, vinyl wrapped, okay? So the structure of the window is actually counting on steel, not on plastic. And then they have the fiberglass window, which I think for Arizona's deserts is probably one of the best price point windows money can buy. And then they've got two lines of the wood and the aluminum clad, the builder series, the architectural series.
There's actually three. It starts at the pro.
Oh, that's right.
And then it goes builder, and then it goes to the architectural. And that's the one that has the interior blinds
that
you can open and close, and you never have to get up and, you know, dust your blinds because they're sealed in a third pane of glass.
And let me say one more thing about windows and aggravate a whole bunch of salespeople before we sign off here. There is very little reason, if any, to ever go triple pane unless you're trying to eliminate sound. If you're trying to create an acoustic buffer between you and the outside. Triple pane, the expense for triple pane, you ought to just spend buying a better frame and a better dual pane window. I'm not an advocate of triple pane in Arizona. Unless you're trying to quiet your house down. Okay, well, that said, Ron, I hope that gives you the direction and what I feel about your 8 to 10 Mesa neighbors buying vinyl windows. Probably not a good buy, according to me.
And then even on the sound, you can even do it cheaper with a third pane. Magnetite is a magnetic attachment that you can just put to the exterior of your window. It was designed as a hurricane for the Gulf area, and it's made in Baton Rouge, but it works great as a sound barrier if up against like one of the busy roads or one of the freeways that are expanding.
It keeps you from using your window because it's a storm window that mounts the outside, but it is a great acoustic killer. It is. Magnetite.
Next week, moving into
air conditioning.
Still on air, but conditioning.
Yeah, those of you that are getting fearful and frightful for the bills you think you're about ready to see, you're trying to wonder, do I replace my unit now or not? We'll talk about all those topics next Saturday, 9 to 11. We'll talk landscape irrigation, 8 to 9, just like we do every single Saturday. But next Saturday, we'll be doing it from the walk-up Sky Dome in Flagstaff.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.